Top of the morning to you. Hi, everybody. Hello, gang. This is CA, your on-air personality, your biblical teacher, and your independent clergy. Welcome to a Thursday edition, June the 10th, 2021, on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Yes, indeed. I'm feeling good. I'm coffeed up. Am I over-coffeed? I don't think so. I hope not. Well, I hope you guys are doing well after a couple of days' break. Got a great show lined up, and yes, indeed, the deacon's here. Just the deacon today, okay? Just Deacon Paul Brown will be here with the Castleberry Baptist Church. He's downstairs right now. He's fixing to come up top our podcast studio, our iHeartRadio studio, radio and podcast studio, kind of a combo, here in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Hot, humid, sticky. Oh, my goodness, the humidity is horrible. I was literally pouring down sweat when I got to the studio this morning, so y'all be safe, drink plenty of liquid, drink plenty of water, and stay hydrated. Lay off those sodas, lay off those drinks. You know, hey, I've lost a lot of weight drinking water and Gatorade, and that's what I'm going to continue to drink. Now, I still drink coffee in the morning, but I limit myself on my coffee drink, about 2 cups of coffee with a sugar substitute. So, anyway, you know, I was thinking back before I get started on what's going to happen on our show. It was 25 years ago today that my grandmother went home to be with the Lord. 25 years ago. Unbelievable. Time flies. And then I'm thinking of my grandfather. He died on the same exact day 14 years ago. That's on my mom's side. So grandma and grandpa, happy heavenly day. Sure miss you. We'll see you on the other side soon. Great folks. But I'm telling you, I'm enjoying my life here on earth, even though it's chaotic at times with the craziness going on. All right, beyond all that, if you haven't known already, and I'm sure you already know, my oldest son, Cody, is engaged. I'm getting a daughter-in-law probably next year. I think we're going to have a lot of hall weddings next year. Stay tuned. Lots and lots of things going on. Lots of surprises. You just never know what kind of rabbits kind of come out of the hat at the Hall House. So with our family, it just keeps on expanding. On my end, it's going to newly expand with Cody and Christine. But wish them all the best. So let's go ahead and talk about what's going to happen on our show on a Thursday. All right. I got a great Bible devotion coming up. It's called The Transfer is Complete. Also, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas, will be joining me in the studio, iHeartRadio studio. Got great Christian music coming up, and I'm going to give you some biblical tips for making the best use of your time. Think about it during this duration. How are you making the best use of your time? Also, guys, email me your prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Like me on my Facebook page. It's free. Search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button. Catch me on all networks. I'm on everything. Syndicated on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasting. Give me a good review on. Give me some high fives on Apple Podcasts, will you? And Spotify. Just name it. I'm on it. Okay? Are you jumping jack ready for a Thursday? You better be. Loosen that body up, will you? Come on. Get in motion. Everybody get... Oh, hit the mic. Sorry about that, folks. Get in motion. All right, y'all getting ready? Fixing to do the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, we didn't do it right. Let's do it again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good job. Let's roll. I'm feeling good on a Thursday, even though it's hot and sweaty in the studio. Got the air down all the way in here. Trying to be an Eskimo. I don't know if it's going to work or not. Okay. Well, today our Bible devotion is on The Transfer is Complete. Now, if you go to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5 and verse 21, Scripture says He made Him to be sin for us that we might become the righteous of God in Him. You know, when we come to Christ, friends, the Bible said He imparts His righteousness to us. Once we were sinners in God's eyes, now He sees us righteous because of Christ. How could this happen? In ourselves, we are righteous. As the Bible says, there is none righteous, no, not one. Find that in the Romans Road, in the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 10. But when we accept Christ, the filthy rags of our sin are replaced by the glorious robe of Christ's righteousness. You see, our sins were transferred in Him, and our righteous was transferred to us. So let me ask you a question. Did we deserve it? No. Did we earn it? No. It is all because of grace, all because of God's underserved favor toward us in Christ. We can never win God's favor by our deeds, no matter how good we are. Only Christ can save us. Thank God that you can now stand before God, clothed in His perfect righteousness of Christ. Amen. Amen. Now, before I get ready to, the deacon wants to talk about the humidity, and I don't know, he wants to talk about chili dogs. He's in here laughing. He's like, just get to the point. So let's just go ahead and call him out right now. Deacon Paul Brown coming up. Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Get over here, Deacon.
We are family.
And we are family. And I'll tell you what, let's give a cheer. Mighty long cheer, what do you say? And a hand clap. I want some morning crow this morning. Somebody give this guy a laugh. Come on. Little whistle. Drum roll. You got it, fanfare. Countdown for
10,
Mr. Deacon.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
There we go. Hello, Deacon. Deacon Paul Brown. He's here at the iHeartRadio studio in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Hello, Deke. How you doing?
Well, hello there, CA, and happy Thursday, everybody. Are you a little sticky today?
Sticky? What are you talking about, sticky? I thought you said stinky or sticky.
Well, it could go both ways, S.E.A. I'm talking about stinky and sticky.
Well, I did shower. I'm clean. And before I came out here to the iHeartRadio studio in Fort Worth, but I will tell you that it was very hot when I got in here. Now, I did talk to security Sam, and I said, Sam, you need to bring this air down a little bit, buddy, because it is hot in here. You know, you're supposed to keep the temperature for all radio equipment at a certain temperature. And so I had him bring it down a little. I don't know if he's trying to save the electric bill or what. We pay the electric bill. I don't quite understand that.
Well, see, hey, I'm going to talk to Sammy about it here in a little bit. Don't you worry about that.
Okay, okay. But yes, I was a little sticky with the humidity. Now, a lot of this, we know, Deacon, is because we've had some heavy rain. So what happens is the heat is evaporating, making a steam flow, which is creating the humidity. Now, I'm not a weatherman. I have weatherman friends out there, but that's just what I've been picking up. And yes, it is bad out there, and I'm just hoping that things get a little better. Hope everybody stays hydrated. It's so important to stay hydrated.
It sure is, SEA. And I'm going to tell you something. I was out over there in Thailand. Now, you talk about sticky. Not sticky, but sticky. It was so bad that Miss Mildred went to go to the farmer's market on Saturday. And it was so packed that I said, honey, after church, I'd rather go ahead and go to the farmer's market on Sunday. Then we go to the Turnip Cafe, where it's nice and cool. There's like cool air conditioning. And we sit down and we have a nice afternoon lunch. All because I give a little, she gives a little too. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's the way a marriage should be. You give a little, she gives a little. There may be one day she wants to go shopping and you don't, but you had to give in. Or you lay in your lazy boy and she's poking at you saying, hey, Deacon, you need to wake up. We got things to do. So you better be attentive there to Miss Mildred.
See, have no fear. The deacon's here.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah, you know, I was sharing with the listeners, you know, it's hard to believe it's been 25 years that my grandmother has been home with the Lord. You know, the scripture reminds us in one day is 1,000 years to God. One day. Isn't that amazing? So today I'm going to be talking about here in a little bit is the best use of your time. Tips to use your best use of your time. I thought what other better way to Bible teach on that? And I know everybody's going to love it and they can share our podcast.
Absolutely. And I want to tell you something. My time is very precious, not only as a deacon and as a choir director, but after I leave the church, I spend some time with my honey, and then we go shopping, and then we go to the farmer's market, turnip cafe, because, you know, she don't like to cook a lot.
I understand. A lot of ladies don't need to be cooking in this kind of heat.
I agree, CA. It's been bad.
That's right. Trust me, the triple digits are coming probably in July. But, you know, it's hard to believe May was almost a rain out for it. In fact, the whole entire month of May, they said we had a lot of rain, and then June we started getting a little bit. So I know all this humidity, but I want everybody to stay safe. And so before I let you go, we were talking about hot dogs, and you like hot dogs, right?
That's right. I was hoping Coach Stanley be here. We'd debate about hot dogs. We'd do it another day.
No, he's not here at the studio today.
But I just want to tell you that,
excuse me, Deacon. I'm sorry. I had an allergy cough.
That's okay, CA. I just want to tell you. How do you like your hot dogs?
Well, I like the chili dogs. I try not to overeat, but I get the hot dog or the cheddar cheese beef sausage. I love those that Hills Brothers sells, not that I'm advertising for them. And I top it off with put mustard and chili and sometimes cheese if I have it. But I try not to do too much. It's a lot of high calories, so I've been trying to lose a lot of weight.
CA, you're looking good, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, that's what I'll tell you real quick. The Deacon likes his hot dog, mustard, ketchup, chili, sauerkraut.
Wow. Buddy, you're going to pack on the pounds.
CA, I'm going to live life to its fullest.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, we got to run. I got to get this lesson kicked in, but we're going to kick it off with Child of Love. You have a good day, Deacon.
You too, CA. Bye, everybody. Have a great week.
Chasing a highlight.
Daddy Weave in Christ, one of my favorite songs. And at the close of our podcast show today, I've got a special request by a lot of people when I played this particular song. It's called Put a Little Love in Your Heart, which I believe we need a refresher on that. A refresh to hit your restart button. Okay, so that'll be coming up in a while. Okay, well now we're going to do our Bible lesson today. I'm going back to my biblical archives. And today we're going to talk about biblical tips for making the best use of your time. So let me ask this question. I want you to reflect back in the Bible. Is what in the world is she doing? Well, the unspokable question resented through the room as she approached carrying a jar. And in the jar, an unmistakable earthly scent overwhelmed the air. As she drew near, unstopped the lid, and poured the costly perfume all over Jesus' head. So, think about this. What did Mary go and do that for? Demanded Judas. I'm paraphrasing here. Just remember, guys, I'm doing a paraphrase on this. Well, the perfume literally could have been sold for 300 days' wages and the proceeds donate to charity. Interesting, isn't it, though, how Judas measured the value of Mary's perfume in the terms of the time of it. It would have cost to earn. You see, our time is a little like the perfume, if you think about it, friends. In fact, the days and the years that God gives us are a treasure. I want you to remember that. We can choose how we're going to spend that treasure. But like raindrops of fragrant oil spilled on the flask, we can only spend each moment once. In other words, you can't go back to it. Okay? And I'm talking, and I want to stop here on my biblical notes. I'm talking with your significant other, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, fiance, husband, wife, children. Can't go back to what Everything's different if you think about it. But after they poured it, we cannot claim them back. And here's another catch. Our flask or Openick, which even though we hold him up to the light, we can't see how much time is left inside. We cannot stop time's tickle of the flask of our earthly lives. But we can make the best use of the moments we're given. So I'm going to give you some biblical tips that I hope will be helpful to you and how to do so. One thing I want you all to remember is I want you to remember eternity. Hard to imagine, isn't it? Remembering eternity. When we're finished here, our next journey is up in heaven. Hopefully, y'all that have accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior. Very important to have Him in your heart. Keep Him close to you. Very important. Over 100 years ago, the famous preacher, if you ever heard of him, I, of course, studied on him, Charles Spurgeon, reminded Christians time is short. Eternity is long. It is only reasonable that the short life be lived in the light of eternity. These words remain true as ever for Christian followers even today. Take in reality checks by considering eternity helps us reset our focus to pour our flask into the things that truly matter. Remembering life's brevity also helps us appreciate the value of the days that are given. Even the psalmist took the reality checks. And, you know, if you think about it, remember Moses, including Moses in the prayer? You go to Psalms and you may want to circle or highlight Psalms chapter 90, verse 12. Teach us to number our days that we may gain our heart of wisdom. Another point I want to make is I want you to consider how Jesus spent his time. What, CA? Yes. I want you to consider how Jesus spent his time. As Christ followers seeking to live in the light of eternity, we have no greater example than Jesus. In fact, Scripture doesn't give us many details about the first 30 years on earth, but we know that age 12, he had chosen how to spend his time. I must be about my Father's business. Highlight this, Luke chapter 2, verses 49 and through verse 52. The rest of the Gospels reveal, friends, how Jesus spent his ministry years just doing that. He spoke the truth. He declared the kingdom of heaven. He countered the effects of darkness, healing the sick, expelling the demons, and mentoring disciples to do the same. In fact, if you remember in Scripture, he taught the disciples to love, and he himself loved extraordinarily. He spent time being with people, and he spent time being with God, spending long hours along in prayer. You know, I do spend a lot of time in prayer, and I'm very thankful that I can come to my Father and pour my heart out on things, and you should as well. Here's another highlight. Jesus lived to do God's will. Just highlight this, John chapter 6, verse 38. You see, he told the disciples he did not want to come to be served, but to serve and give his life for many. Another part you want to go to is in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. On the final evening of earth, he washed his disciples' feet, as we well remember. You see, by seeking to ultimate Jesus, we too can spend our time about our Father's business. Another point I want to make is invest time in the kingdom that lasts. You know, Jesus taught and modeled how to use time wisely in the light of eternity. He said, store up yourself treasures in heaven where moths and venom do not destroy, where the thieves do not break in and steal. In fact, go to the book of Matthew chapter 6, verses 20 through 21. To see how to invest our treasure of time in heaven, we can turn to the commands, friends, which Jesus called the greatest. Love the Lord, your Lord, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Go to the book of Matthew, highlight this as well, Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 39. You see, even though these tasks become difficult at times, love offering of costly perfume, we perform them for Jesus. As another point you want to highlight, Colossians chapter 3, verse 20 describes, when we do our time, whatever we're doing in the ways aligned with Jesus, commands to love God, love others, to make disciples. Go to the book of Matthew, again, chapter 28 in the New Testament, verses 16 to 20. We're pouring our flask into the kingdom that lasts. Another point I want to make is you want to evaluate your priorities. Only one way to check the kingdom is investing to evaluate our priorities and the things that we can pour most of our time and energy toward. As imperfect humans, we can use a quick priority checkup from time to time. Here's questions like this that would help you, okay? What am I investing most of my time? Why are my emotions doing for me so? When evaluated against the standard of Scripture and the example of Christ, are these investments and motive worthwhile? You see, friends, if we find a priority reset in this order, we're unsure of how to respond. And you know what? We don't know how to feel bad about asking our Heavenly Father. But He wants us to help us live well. He gives us wisdom to allot our plan in line of His perfect plan A for us, if you think about it. Highlight the book of James, chapter 1, verses 5, and that we'll talk about that. Another thing we need to do, sit at Jesus' feet. Amen, amen. Asking God for wisdom is especially valuable because His priorities for us ain't always what we think they should be. Let's go back to Scripture. Just ask Lazarus' sister, Martha. When Jesus visited Lazarus' home, Martha morphing into a whirlwind of a woman bent on seemingly the highest priority imaginable. Literally serving Jesus, as she dashed it back and forth, Martha's eyes glittered at a little stellar at every glance of his sister Mary. Of her sister Mary, I'm sorry. Mary settled at Jesus' feet. How could that girl had the audacity to sit there, leaving all the work for Martha? Mary obviously needed to strengthen her priorities, and Martha made sure Jesus knew it. In fact, notate this. Go to the book of Luke, chapter 10, read verses 41. Yeah, verses 41. Okay? And go to, just swing over when you go to 41. Also take it over to 22. It's kind of a back and forth. Describes what happened. You see, Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you're worried and upset about many things. But the few things are needed are indeed only one. Martha had chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. You see, Mary's story reminds us, friends, that even amidst chaotic responsibilities, one of the highest priorities we can do is resting in the presence of Jesus. Always remember that. Another thing we need to do, we need to seek wisdom. You know, when we spend time with Jesus in prayer time, talking to Him, if you have to go to a covenant quarter, like I've talked about, or different areas, what we need to do is we likely find instead of losing minutes from the day, we end up having more time because we're better muted to the One, which is our God up in heaven, who helps us spend time wisely. Scripture reveals that seeking God's wisdom is one of the best ways to invest time because wisdom profits trickle down to every area of life. Now let's revisit a little bit of King Solomon. King Solomon could tell us, throughout Proverbs, the book of wisdom, he extolled wisdom as treasure worth far more than earthly wealth. He wrote in the book of Proverbs, and I want you to check it out and highlight it, Proverbs chapter 8, verses 11 and 12. Choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than the choice of gold, for wisdom is more precious than the rubies, and nothing you can desire is more compared with her. You know, in a world bent on time turning into money, Solomon's insight suggested that the rat race is missing the point. How much better to wait at wisdom's door? Another good point you want to highlight, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 34, pursue the fear of the Lord. Also go to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. I know I'm giving you a lot of scriptures and wound it up with the riches. And the last one, go to that Proverbs chapter 8, verse 18. Read your scriptures on that. Another thing we need to do, another point I want to make, is we need to set boundaries. One time-saving aspect of wisdom is discerning when we have to say no. We may need to say no to tasks what we can't physically, emotionally, or mentally afford. Say no to the good things, which are not the best things. Say no to others, or say no to ourselves. A few examples can help. What is the purpose of this time and is it worthwhile? Do we invest in another person, serve one another, or support a God-honored relationship? Does this investment in the heavenly kingdom or earthly one? These are just some things to think about on questions. Would this be likely bring closer to God or further form from Him? How would this affect my spiritual, mental, and physical health, which I am to steward to God? Do I or will God give me the resources necessary to invest this? Now, I want you to think about this. Even when we say no to all these worthy causes on the same level, we may still be able to say yes, and I kid you not, we can say yes to it in other ways. Again, seeking wisdom from God through prayer and Scripture can help us know how to respond. So take it to the table. Take it to Christ. Another point I want to make is find time management strategies that work good for you. Because you see, God wires us individually. He does. And when we find certain time management strategies most helpful to others, we juggling the assignments to which we say yes. In fact, some people, for instance, thrive on detailed schedules. Others leverage early deadlines, written goals, or accountability partners to prevent procrastination. Okay? Some people are planners, some isn't. That's okay. God made everybody different. So find out what works best for you, and you'll put it all together. Now I have two more points. Savor little blessings. Savor little blessings along the way. It's virtual not to become so caught up in the things done that we overlook life as it happens. I want you to remember that. There's a danger in growing so preoccupied with what we pour into our drops of fragrant oil that we miss the beauty of watching them fall. Let's revisit in the book of Ecclesiastes just a little bit, chapter 5, verse 18, where Solomon wrote, "Behold, what I seem to be in good fitting is to eat and drink and find enjoyment in all the toil, in all the toils under the sun, the few days of life that God has given. For this has a lot." I want you to notice something. Notice the little blessings in the presence, like the food and the satisfying work that helps him, most of all in the life that God leans him. Relishing God's everyday gifts also contributes to the lifestyle and thanksgiving of praise. Now there's a great way to spend our time. My final point, rest. You see, even God rested. When you go back to the book of Genesis, when you go from Genesis and on the seventh day, he rested. So you want to rest. Take time to yourself and rest. When you're married, let your wife rest. If it's vice versa, and your husband's worked hard and he's done a long honey-do list, let him rest. It's very important. One blessing that God intended a human is to enjoy from the beginning of the gift of rest. You know, God modeled the value of rest for us himself. As you go back, and I want you to remember, and you already know, I'm sure, Genesis chapter in the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. I'll read it to you. "By the seventh day, God finished the work and he had been doing so. On the seventh day, he rested for all of his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and he made it holy, because on it he rested from all the day work, creating all that he had done." So in our world, it can be easy to neglect the God or ordained importance to rest. But in those times, I'd like to remember the iconic words that I once heard a ministry leader report. "This weekend has been a very productive in the terms of rest." You see, friends, when we practice biblically, rest itself in the form of productivity and God-honoring use of time. In closing, I just want to say, entrust with the treasure. In the end, Scripture offers a wealth of insight into ways that we can best expand the treasure of time in the flask of our lives. We can't see how many moments are left in the flask or even claim them back once poured, and we cannot stop their flow. But by using biblical wisdom to spend our time in the ways to honor God, love others, and invest in the lasting kingdom, we can make the most of every drop. So just remember that, okay? And I hope that gives you some help. Now, in closing, before we close out in prayer, by request, by everybody, I'm going to play this song, "Put a Little Love in Your Heart."
Please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart.
Amen. There we go. Put a little love in your heart for my listeners that like to hear Al Green and Annie Lennox. It's nice to kind of play that every so often, isn't it, friends? Well, it's been an enjoyable Thursday. I hope you guys have a wonderful Thursday weekend ahead. Stay hydrated, take care of yourself, and again, if there's something I can do up here at the iHeartRadio studio, guys, feel free. Another thing I was going to tell you, when you like us on our Facebook page, click on that message button. You can send me a text message, a prayer request, or hey, see, I have a question, maybe a biblical question. Or you can also email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. I want you all to have a fantastical Thursday. So let's lead off in prayer, as we always do. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, be with the ones that are hurting. Be with the ones that are sick. We pray for a touch for you on that. Let them have a great day and bring us all back together on a Friday, for we ask it in your precious name. Amen. All right, well, I want you to remember the sun, S, capital S-O-N, always rises on the other side. Enjoy life, L-I-F-E, explanation dot. This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Y'all have a blessed and great day. Bye for now.